Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 123. I hope that you are having a great week so far. I hope that you're doing well, you're feeling great, and you're staying grateful at all times, because when I tell you, I am just beyond blessed and beyond grateful of how I'm feeling and the energy that I have, being that I'm in my third trimester now, so there's a lot going on here, but I'm just so grateful that I get to spend some time with you. I get to share today's topic, which is all about indulging in IDK, also known as I don't know, which, by the way, y'all, I sometimes can show my age, or my kids always mess around with me because there are so many acronyms that they use, like to text. And I'm not used to it. I know like the IDKs and the SMH, you know, like the very like, you know, 5-7 years ago type of acronym to text. And now they have like 1,000 different acronyms that they use, and they expect me to know them. And I'm like, no, just write out the entire phrase because it makes no sense to me. But anywho, today we are talking about indulging in I don't know. And one of the reasons, or the main reason I'm talking about this, is because, yes, I've heard it from too many people that I've been talking to. And of course, one of my clients decided to tell me that she didn't know what she wanted to do when she got out, which, by the way, she's getting out in 2 years. And I completely get it. We sometimes do not know. But the way it came out of it and rolled out of her tongue, it was like, I felt like I hadn't finished my sentence or my question. And it was an immediate, I don't know. And that was it. Like, I waited for more information to come out. Like, I don't know, haven't thought about that yet. Or I don't know, this is what I have in mind. I don't know. And, you know, X, Y, Z. But nothing else came out. It was just like, I don't know. And there was a long pause, which is completely fine. I am okay with there being a pause and nothing else said after you are or have said something, especially if you're still processing the question, if you are still trying to understand what that answer may look like. But I gave her plenty of time. And by that, I mean, like, I waited. I said, hey, take your time. As much time as you want. And it was just a continued, I don't know, I don't know, I really don't know, I don't know. And it was like a multiple times of I don't know. And so, again, obviously, I've done this before. I'm sure you've done this before as well. And you're like, no, I really don't know. And I really don't want to know. And you just kind of like stay in the I don't know land. And you keep moving along with something else. Which is completely fine, right? But when you start to notice that you're doing this in a lot of areas of your life and different things that you at that moment don't want to make a decision on, when you at that moment are even scared of even thinking about what the possibility could be or what that would look like. And I get it. Like, we've all been there. I've been there. I had no idea what I wanted to do after the military. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life while I was in the military. Hence why I decided to name this podcast Beyond the Military, because I want you to start thinking about what it is that you want to do even when you are in the military, active duty, and be able to have a life outside of your career. Be okay with taking a break. Be okay with not working 20 hours a day. Okay, maybe that was a little too much, but for some days it will be 20 hours a day. When you're not focused and constantly, you know, thinking about work and your company and your platoon or your section, your team, because again, it's more than just your career. It's more than just the title, the position that you have. And that's what I want to offer you today, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, you asking yourself what you're going to do after the military, but really just asking yourself right now, you know, are you indulging in, I don't know, when it comes to everything else that involves your life other than your primary career, your military career? Or even if you're like already out and you're like, no, I'm completely consumed by my career and I'm overworking, I feel exhausted, and you know, I feel like I'm grinding again, and I just feel like on this cycle that I like no end whatsoever, and I feel like I don't have enough time to do any hobby or do anything else that I like, dating, or maybe consider starting a different certification, a degree, a business, investing, whatever that may look like for you. If that is something that you're struggling with, I highly recommend that you really take a moment to really be honest with yourself. And if you are indulging in, I don't know, I want you to really pay close attention if these are like three ways that you are doing it. And obviously there are more, but I think that these are the most common ones that I've heard of and I personally have experienced, because I completely understand the world of buffering and not wanting to really face the reality and do the work and actually take the time to be intentional about what I really want, even though it may not even sound like it's quote unquote realistic, even though it may not even sound as if I am capable or confident enough to do that one thing that I know I want to do, but it's just scary to even just think about it, say it, and even share it with others. So if that is you, highly recommend that you just, you know, listen to this episode and, you know, listen to it again if you need to. Take some notes. But seriously, this is something that I highly encourage you to start really focusing on and considering that you may be indulging in the IDK phrase, because it's so easy, rolls out of our tongue very easily because we're just so used to saying that. We're so used to just being in the I don't know land, and it's easier. It's not stressful, and I don't want to get overwhelmed. I don't want to feel confused, whatever that may look like. So the first way you know that you are indulging in, I don't know, not just necessarily being in I don't know land, but really indulging it, meaning that you're constantly that, like, that's your go-to, that's your default answer. That's like your immediate reaction response to any questions that you are given whenever you are, you know, faced or confronted with something that you don't want to think about, that's, you know, outside of your military career, outside of, you know, what you're doing in that moment. And so the first way is one, that your immediate response, and it's your default answer for everything. For everything, I mean, maybe even planning the next day, maybe even planning a couple weeks from now. And the reason that's your immediate response is because you're constantly wanting to avoid to even consider thinking about what that answer could look like. So you're not even like in the initial phase of considering or brainstorming what that would look like. So then you possibly find it an escape or a distraction to help you immediately go from I don't know into like this buffering environment, which most of the time could be social media, or even this is what I used to do. I used to get more busy at work. I'm like, there's other things that I can be doing. There are other things that needs my attention that's immediate, that's like really yelling at me right now that I need to get done, so that I had no time or never leave early or on time from work, and then be so consumed with work and just continue to overwork and overwork and overwork. And that was my escape. I mean, it made no sense.
But then later, it was, you know, social media as that became to evolve. And then it became the whole Netflixing, because I actually just got on Hulu not too long ago. But that was another one, right? Or maybe even like the eating or the drinking, whatever that may be looking like for you. I mean, who knows what you're doing that you are using as a distraction or as an escape. So that's the first way. Second way is that you are intentionally, or maybe not intentionally, but unconsciously, I will say, unconsciously just allowing yourself to be on standby versus doing the work. Meaning you're wasting time, possibly even resources or maybe even opportunities, and you're okay with that because you're like, you know what? This may come up again in a year, in 6 months, in 3 months, in a couple of weeks. And you're just like prolonging this ability to get to work. You're like, no, I'm not going to do it. And there's other things that come up, right, that are quote unquote possibly more important. Or you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go on this trip. I'm going to like forget I need to go on a vacation, and I'm just going to like not even think about it. And you're literally just standing by on the opportunity of you actually getting to work. So you're like, I don't want to put any effort to this at all whatsoever. So that's the second thing. The third thing, or the third way, you know, if you are indulging in, I don't know, is by not making a decision. And the reason you're not making a decision, or maybe even trying to decide on something, is because you're scared of the outcome or that result ahead of time. So like, let's just say you want to have your own business. That's what you want to do when you get out of retiring, and you're like, I want to start my own business in whatever industry. And now, or let's just say a coach, just to kind of make it easier, an example here. If that is what you really want, and you're like, no, that's my decision, but I'm not going to make that decision because I'm scared of, one, everything that's going to come up for you, fear, doubt, confusion, all of that's going to come up for you. And then on top of that, you're like, well, wait a minute. What happens when I do get certified? What happens when I do start this business? What if it doesn't go well? What if I lose money? What if, you know, I go bankrupt? What if no one likes me as a coach? What if no one believes me as a coach? What if no one listens to me? What if they don't create the results that I want them to do, or that they want? What if they don't create the results that they want based on what I ask them to do, based on, you know, the things, the tasks, or maybe the, you know, after your coaching sessions, after they don't do the homework, whatever that may look like. And so you are scared. You are not wanting to fail, pretty much, or not wanting to really see what that outcome could look like and make it mean something about you ahead of time. And so all that fear, you're like, oh my gosh, all of these things are not going to go well, yada, yada, yada. And now you're like, I'm just not going to decide. I'm just going to continue to be in I don't know land and just continue to research. And if you're researching, great. But if you're not, and you're again tiptoeing around all these, you know, potential desires or desires that you have, then you're just honestly just prolonging to make a decision. And this is what I want to add to. I always want to emphasize that, yes, of course, do your research. Yes, pray about what you think is next for you. I don't know. You may not know. Nobody may know, right? Only God knows what he has in store for you, what his plans are for you. But that also doesn't mean that you don't have work to do, right? Like, I don't think God was just like, okay, here, Wendy, this is what I want. Here's your op order or your orders and go get to it, right? Like, that's not how it works. Like, I, you know, communicated it with God. I prayed about it. And if it was something that I knew that, you know, seemed that was in store for me, and that's something that he wanted me to do and encouraged me to do, then yes, I have to do the work, right? I have to wake up earlier. I have to do more research. I have to read, you know, X books. I have to look at certifications, different certifications. There are things that come along because we're not going to be given this map. And I think that that is one of the reasons that most of us are like, where's the blueprint? How can I just do a step-by-step and how do I get this done? And I just want to know all the details right now so that I can reassure myself, because we think that the external is going to guarantee a result when really what guarantees a result are our actions, and our actions are created by our emotions, and our emotions are created by our thoughts. And so again, understanding that, yes, there will be times where we do not know for real what it is that we want. But when you can begin to open that door and really take a moment to ask yourself, okay, if I were to consider that my transition could start at any moment and that I need to be ready to make the transition, what would that be? What would that look like? And give yourself a deadline. Like, I would like to decide by the end of the week, what's one thing I would want to focus on? Maybe a new hobby. Maybe I start a new degree. Maybe I start investing. Maybe I start this new portfolio, financial portfolio, whatever that may look like for you, a relationship. Maybe I'll consider dating. What apps or what locations, what events can I attend? All of these things that we're like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. We can really just take a moment to focus on what it could be that we don't want to, dig up under, because we're sometimes scared. We're like, oh my gosh, like what if that is the thing? And then like, I try to do it and I don't pass, or, you know, you start tiptoeing around things and you doubt just, you know, takes over. I mean, there are so many excuses that our brain comes up with for no reason. I mean, seriously, like it literally encourages you to be an I don't know. And it's kind of like, yeah, let's just stay safe. And remember, that's just the way our brain works. Our brain wants to keep us safe. That's our primitive brain. That is the part of our brain that wants to ensure that we avoid any pain, that we reduce any effort, and that we stay in pleasure most of the time. We're like, yeah, pleasure here. Let's go do it. Let's go scroll on social media. Let's go get on Netflix. Let's go, you know, eat that chocolate cake, whatever that may be, cookies. And so when it comes time to, you know, really focus on what that outcome could be, what that could look like, our brain's like, nope, don't even worry about it, Wendy. Like, you have plenty of time. Let's focus on something more immediate, something more reasonable and realistic for this moment. Which, by the way, that's what I want to offer you today to not do, and really take a moment to ask yourself, am I indulging in I don't know? And if any of these three ways of you knowing anything stood out to you, is because you are indulging and it's time for you to take some time and consider, you know, what is it exactly that you want to uncover? And by the way, if you haven't heard episode number 40, self-doubt slowing you down, and I give you 5 things to do when you're in self-doubt, I want you to go listen to that episode as well, because it's very, very important for you to understand that self-doubt is obviously going to come up. I mean, come on, y'all, especially as Christian women, we can't do anything alone. Of course, we're going to doubt ourselves. We have no control over circumstances. We don't know what is going to happen in the next second or so, in the next day, next week, next month. And so I want you to be okay with doubt coming up. I want you to be okay with that negative emotion. And I highly recommend that you go check this one out so that you can really understand, you know, that it's okay. Like, that's why it's called self-doubt. Like, you're going to doubt yourself. You're supposed to. You can't ever doubt God. I mean, you can if you want to, but I will never do that, because he's, you know, not only promised me way more than I can ever imagine, anything that my mind and brain can ever handle, but he's God. He's separate from us. He's our creator. So with that, I hope that you not only recognize or really become aware if you're indulging in I don't know, and really take a moment and encourage you to really start taking, you know, action into how you want to start to not only identify with the answers that you possibly know that you need to really consider, but also be okay with saying it, not only to yourself, but also to others. Because at the end of the day, no one knows really what they want until they get to that point or that time in that season of their lives. But at the end of the day, there's always something that you want to uncover sooner than later. All right, ladies, I pray that this episode blesses you and encourages you to not only be aware of how much indulging you're doing in, I don't know, but also to start taking action to help you to make some progress towards what you really, 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 really want. All right, have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. Again, it is bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.